Professor Bartholomew, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
All right, as I understand it, you stopped interacting on Facebook a few years ago. What prompted that?
I just weighed the benefits with the costs, and Facebook just wasn't delivering enough for me. And I don't mean to imply that everybody should drop Facebook, but for me, even though I like, you know, staying connected with my high school friends and knowing when their birthday was and things like that, I didn't like the idea of knowing that not only that I was being tracked, but that when I interacted with friends or mentioned them or posted a photo, they were being tracked as well. And I didn't want to kind of unwittingly influence their privacy choices.
Also, on a personal note of sorts, if you were in Washington today and you could question Mark Zuckerberg when he faces lawmakers later on, what would you want to hear?
So I'd want to hear about concrete plans to change. And I think almost the problem here is there are so many things that we could talk about. We could talk about fake news. We could talk about election interference. We could talk about the privacy scandal with Cambridge Analytica. But I'd want to hear about concrete measures for change, and Facebook has started to do that. And then I'd want to end the hearings relatively quickly, and if I was in Congress, get to work passing laws that would affect these things, because I don't think we can rely on Facebook or these other platforms to just regulate themselves.
So in essence, right there, you've jumped my next question. But when it comes to those regulations, like you said, you can't rely on them. But can you maybe give us a face of what that would look like, those regulations would look like?
Sure. I'll give you a couple. So one is penalties, fines for breaches of people's personal information online. Right now, companies like Facebook and others don't really face any consequences for these kind of data spills, if you will. There's a couple states that actually say, well, you have to be notified if there's a data breach, but I'd like to see hard and fast fines if there's an abuse of trust like there was in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. So that would be one change I would make. And then maybe another one would be, one thing that hasn't gotten quite as much attention but is still of concern is that Facebook runs all these online experiments on people, lots of tests, manipulating their news feeds and seeing how they react, even kind of measuring how they emotionally change based on what they do in a tweak in the news feed. And that can have real consequences. There was one where they tried to decide if changing the nude feed would make people more depressed or happier, depending on what they put in there. And then, imagine someone who already is suffering from depression and their news feed is tweaked that way. So I'd like to see some sort of review board, some sort of requirement that there's a board that sits in there and has to make ethical decisions before Facebook and other companies are allowed to manipulate, how we feel based on their online architectures.
So much of the partisan dialogue in Washington right now is regulation versus non-regulation, that too much regulation is restricting business and hurting the economy. So that obviously is going to be a big part of this moving forward. For those people, those lawmakers who are principally against greater regulation, can you make your argument to them?
Yeah, and I know regulation is a dirty word to a lot of people, and particularly a lot of the folks in Congress. I guess what I compare this to is the early 20th century. So we had new technologies that were producing, mass consumer goods. We had mass production, transportation across the country, and that was great. But we also know that it was terrible for worker safety, and it was terrible for consumer safety. There just weren't rules for what businesses could and couldn't do, and the profit motive made for a very dangerous situation. And, regulation was a dirty word in the early 20th century, but eventually the decision was, no, there needs to be rules for what these factories have to do as far as safety. And I think we're in a similar situation in the digital world in this century. We've kind of gone on too long without really trying to regulate what's going on here. It's the Wild West. And so, maybe there has to be a little bit of a sacrifice here to have some rules put in place to protect consumers.
And if, in fact, those rules never really come to fruition, how about some words of advice for users of social media sites?
Well, I just tell people that they need to practice good digital hygiene. So, there are mechanisms on Facebook, and it looks like they're introducing even more for doing some steps to protect your privacy. You can kind of control how much those apps record about you and what they share with others. If you really don't like being tracked, say, in your physical location, don't use Facebook on your phone. know, be careful what you share because your audience isn't as limited as you might think it should be. So you can take those steps yourself, you know, to really kind of be very mindful of what you want to post on Facebook and what you'd like to keep private.
UB Law Professor Mark Bartholomew with us this morning. Thank you very much for your time.